it has hip-hop influenced beats underneath it, and then it has a really kind of classic post-punky guitar line, and then kind of like more gentle vocals, making all those things fit together and feel like one universe was kind of difficult in the recording process.
Blending diverse sounds can be a challenge for even the most seasoned band, but the Brooklyn-based duo The Hundred in the Hands do just that on their debut album, and they make it sound easy. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Eleanor Everdale met Jason Friedman when she backed his neo-folk outfit, The Boggs, on tour. And during that month on the road, they laid the groundwork for what would become The Hundred in the Hands. When they got back to New York, the newly formed duo put out a single, and that led to a deal with Warp Records, home of such artists as Brian Eno and Grizzly Bear. A year later, they released an EP called This Desert, and then their self-titled debut followed last fall. The Hundred in the Hands start with guitar, drum, and keyboard, and then use sophisticated technical production to achieve a dark and dreamy mix of post-punk, techno, and disco. And they told the alternate side's Alisa Ali about developing their sound when they recorded that first single, Dressed in Dresden.
So you made that song in like 2 or 3 days. You just like all right in the studio, or had you guys been working on just...
We came in with the guitar and I had the guitar line and the lyrics, and that was about it.
Uh-huh.
It was with the producer, Chris Zane, and Alex Oldie. They helped out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the four of us all kind of trial and error.
Most of the best things don't take that long, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Just there's a good feeling, and everybody feeds off that energy, and then it comes out,
yeah.
I think. I don't know.
And then when you were working on the full-length album, did you find that it was the same way, like when you were working on the 11 songs for this record?
Well, we wrote the EP and the album at the same time, recorded them all at the same time. So by the end, yeah, it was. We were cranking out a song like every 2 or 3 days.
Wow, that's...
But it was more laborious, certainly.
It took a longer. It didn't take like a week. You know, it was spread out over a year. But when we really got down to writing, it was a pretty intense process.
Oh, you think so?
We both used to being the writers, so it was, you know,
yeah,
a lot of trying to get used to that.
Yeah, getting used to what it means to collaborate and collaborate well. I mean, we were both excited by the prospect of working with each other because we, recognized each other's talents that were different from our own. But I think, you know, it's easier said than done getting into a room and making something together that's really a proper collaboration where not one person is in charge.
Right. Do you think it's easier to collaborate over lyrics or sound?
Sound.
Sound is probably easier.
Definitely.
Did you guys come to Slim like fisticuffs? Don't use that word. No, use this word.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. Words are really precise, so yeah. And everybody has their own opinions about it. So, but I think generally with lyrics, there's like one or the other of us will take the lead, mm-hmm. and then the other person will edit or make suggestions.
Live version of Lovesick once again from Hundred in the Hands. Thanks to producer Wyme Sussman, and hear more from the Hundred in the Hands at thealternateside.org.